will your heart to speak into your life, into your circumstances. And when that speaking comes forth, then I believe this, that God has a word container to work with to bring about a healing or to bring out divine direction. And see, you know that you're going to need direction in these days to be safe. Mm-hmm. You know, God may be saying, I know you've gone this way to work for the last 14 years, but I want you at the next stoplight, I want you to turn right. And he may be just saving your life by, and what if you can hear him? And you can. And that's why you need to know Holy Spirit. He can be a best friend to you. He's called a divine paraclete. That means friend. He comes alongside to give you direction in your life.
Amen. Hallelujah. I can't say it any better. And in 1 Corinthians 2, it says that we have not been given the spirit of the world, Darren, but we've been given the very spirit that comes from Father God. And he's gone into the mind of God for us and brought out all these rich treasures for us so that we might be able to be powerful in this world against the enemy.
Well, that scripture you're paraphrasing there is 1 Corinthians 2:12. And here's what it says. I've not given you the spirit of the world. That means the devil, but I've given you the Spirit of God that you might know those things freely given to you by God.
Freely. Hallelujah.
Now, one of those is safety and direction. And some of you parents now are going to be sending your little ones to school, or maybe those little ones have gotten to be big ones, and you're going to be sending them off to college, or you're giving them away in a marriage ceremony, or maybe they're just leaving the nest. Mm-hmm. You need to have something here that will bring peace to your heart.
Yes.
You can't handle these things by the intellect, and you'll always hear us teaching that. Because in the same great chapter 8 of Romans, it says, the mindset on the flesh is death. That's reason, folks. See, reason is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. Not enough believers have life and peace in their heart vitally. Now, when you pray in the spirit, you're going to be edified. And it says, he who prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. In other words, it's a decision. If you want to be edified, in other words, you want your battery charged, or you want your energy to come back, or you want to get up, you know, some people get up and they say, this is a down day for me, I'm just down. Well, for us Christians that have the baptism of the Spirit, we can make a decision, Barbara, and start praying and let Holy Spirit give that divine utterance. He doesn't want us to drag around barely making it, mm-hmm. as if our spiritual metabolism was way down. He wants us to be energetic, vital Christians because we really have the life of God in us.
Yes. Can I go back to Acts?
Sure, you sure can.
We're kind of bouncing around here.
Barbara, it's your turn.
All you friends can keep up with us. I'm still talking about some of our friends, Darren, who say, why do I have to speak in tongues? Why is the baptism
the initial
manifestation is speaking in tongues? And I heard a wonderful sermon by a pastor in Tulsa who spoke on Acts 2:33. And he said, when we receive Jesus Christ, we receive it by faith, and we don't necessarily see or hear anything. We don't. It is by faith, an act of faith, and some people get up from the altar in church or get up from the prayer, and they don't look any different. Here in Acts 2:33, he said that you would receive from the Father the promise of Holy Spirit that he has poured out forth, in which you both see and hear now. Now we know that if it were just a matter of salvation by faith or baptism by faith, we wouldn't be seeing and hearing. But all over in the first part of Acts, we both see evidence of Holy Spirit on these people's lives, and we hear. Now the seeing were the signs and the wonders that were poured forth. Even, in fact, later in the Acts, Paul just walks across and his shadow heals people, Darren. He is so full of Holy Spirit that his very shadow heals people. And we know that signs and wonders brought great healing. But what about the hearing? What about the hearing? Here is where we see that Holy Spirit poured forth with this language that we hear about in Acts 2, and this great pouring forth of foreign tongue, because some do have the gift of Holy Spirit, maybe in a form of a foreign language. So you've heard of some missionaries going out there and not being able to speak in the language of the people, and all of a sudden he's speaking and they understand him. This is a gift for the corporate church. But here we see that the baptism of Holy Spirit is an outpouring both of sight and of hearing. So we know that speech is so important here, and I believe that it is in the baptism of Holy Spirit is the speaking of tongues.
Well, Barbara, I believe we have to go back and take something that was presented in the first message in the series, and that was out of Isaiah chapter 28, and I'm going to go to verse 14. It says, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, O scoffers, who rule this people who are in Jerusalem, because you have said, 'We have made a covenant with death, and with hell we have made a pact.' The overwhelming scourge will not reach us when it passes by, for we have made falsehood our refuge, and we have concealed ourselves with deception. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am laying in Zion a cornerstone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation firmly placed." I need to say, in Romans 8:6, it says, the mindset on the flesh is death. If you set your mind on flesh or on reason, you have made a covenant with death.
Mm-hmm.
And so often today, you know, the yuppie environment. Well, we've got our BMW, we've got this, we've got that. Or you may just have an old Chevrolet or an old Ford or an old Volkswagen. And you're just putting along saying, I'm cool. I'm in charge of my life. I'm doing my own thing. You know, I'm going to make all my own decisions here. I'm setting the course of my life because I, me. Let me tell you, that's a covenant with death. And reason will take you down the tube. And when God, the Holy Spirit, is beckoning you, calling you, saying, I want you to do it this way. Look to me. Don't look to the flesh. Look to me. Don't look to the arm of flesh. See, if you've made a covenant with reason, you've made a covenant with death. And I see that so much in our society, Barbara. I hear it on our networks, television. I hear it on the local stations where they say, we have a medical alert for you. What they're really trying to do is hold themselves up as some kind of authority in the area of health care. Well, obviously, God's given us great health care if we believe Jesus, if we believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's what Hebrews 13:8 says. But the mind says, I think I better get the best health insurance, and I best listen to all these reports. See, there's always a conflict, folks. It's always a conflict. Or if you listen to the NASDAQ report or the close of the stock market, you know, where the guy stands up there and they do the big gong and the market closes and it was down so many points or it was up so many points, and you've got some money in the stock market and you're worried. You get up in the middle of the night and you try to check on the stock market, you know, when it opens in, say, a foreign country, or maybe it opens late in Japan, and you go through all the time zones. Let me tell you, that is listening to reason. Holy Spirit here, see, wants to be your guide. We can't look to those gods of knowledge and information as the first word or even the last word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may have to use those in your business, but you can't make those primary. And Holy Spirit here wants to pray wisdom through us. He wants to pray wisdom, counsel, knowledge, understanding through us, so that we are led by the Spirit of God, not by the spirit of the world.
Amen. He in 1 Corinthians 2 here, he says, I don't want your faith resting on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Because he says on in verse 6, we do not speak wisdom among those, we do speak wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. People, if we don't grab hold of the gift of wisdom and the spirit of wisdom that God has in Isaiah 11:2, and cling on to that spirit of wisdom, this wisdom of man that you are secure in, that you are believing in, is going to pass away. But we speak, in verse 7, we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. And some of that wisdom that we speak in a mystery is in tongues, Darren. I really believe that. I believe as we speak in tongues the mystery and the wisdom of God and then interpret it, we will begin to understand the plan of God for our lives.
Exactly. Well, let me stop right here and just say that really the gifts of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians 12 basically are divided into three categories. Let me give those to you. The first category really is the revelation gifts of a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirits. Now it says they're all different ministries, but they're of the same Spirit. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 12. In other words, the same Spirit is the one that really moves these gifts to operate through you. Now, just a little mini teaching here on that, and just a little sidebar here, is when you get a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, you're getting something that's beyond the rational mind. You're getting something through the mind of Christ, and Jesus also made unto you wisdom. So you're getting something that you wouldn't have normally or naturally. It's supernatural wisdom. It's beyond the natural mind. Well, that might be a word of wisdom for you in business, or a word of knowledge, do this, invest here, or don't invest over there. In other words, these things there are to guide you, and that will give you an edge on the market. That'll give you an edge, let me say, on the competition. Mm-hmm. And that's what so many people, Barbara, are looking for when they call a psychic line or they go to a palm reader or a fortune teller or look at crystals or tea leaves or some of the or a bomb.